What's the word, everybody? And welcome back. There we go. To the Fortunately Unfortunate podcast. My name is Chris. I am your host for the day. Before we get into today's story, I just want to talk about, just really quick, it's been a couple weeks since I've done an episode, or like 10 days or something like that. I'm just going through some interesting things in life right now, but I do want to thank a certain individual who just said, hey man, you know, there's not a ton of people listening to the podcast, but I do enjoy it. And just a reminder for anybody who still does listen to the podcast, this is just something I do for fun. I'm not looking to make a career out of this. So if I do go a few days, I'm very sorry. it's sometimes hard to find the time, hard to find the passion, all that good stuff. So I'm back though. The episode is continuing on. And today I've got a very interesting story for you guys. It's a little bit of a, like, imagine wrapping a Laffy Taffy in lemon juice and then wrapping that lemon juice Laffy Taffy in a hoagie sandwich and then deep frying the whole thing, because it's going to be sweet. It's going to be sour. It's going to be bread. You know what I mean? It's going to be all that stuff. So prepare yourself. I'm going to tell you guys a story about a band that I was in that existed for 2 days, 48 hours. To give you some backstory, I was a senior in high school. So I'm like 16, 17, 18, or I was 17 at the time. And I had a friend, we're going to call her Serena for the sake of the story. And she was having a birthday party. A very good friend of mine from high school was in a good local metalcore band. I've talked about metalcore before. If you guys don't know, it's a mix of metal and hardcore. It was all the rage back in the day. It's still pretty popular now, but back in the day, it was the thing. And way more local bands, I feel like, were trying to do metalcore than there are now, where I live in Utah. And his band had grown a small following in our area. And so she said that for her birthday party, she asked if they would play. And they said, yes, they would love to. That'd be a lot of fun. And she said to me, it would be really cool if I could have an opening band. And I was like, yeah, that would be really cool. And she said, you like that kind of music. Do you think that you could get some people together and have a few songs before this band plays? And I was dumbfounded. I was like, you want me to start a band and write songs in like 2 days to get ready for this? And she was like, yeah, that'd be great. So I did. I had a couple of friends who were into similar music. But we had no idea where to go with all of it. I had a friend that played the guitar, and I had a friend that played keyboards. In fact, he didn't even play keyboards. He had a keytar, like the keyboard that has a handle on it, and you play it like a guitar. And at the time, I thought I was good at doing screamed vocals. I am, like, real talk, the realest of real talk, I am much better than I was now. For example, like a screamed vocal for a death metal song, now I make the noise going, but back in the day I would go like just terrible. Like I sounded like I was having bad breath in the morning and I was just trying to expose it to the world. So anyway, us three got together and we were like, you know what? We're actually going to make a band because the keytar could play a drum pattern, but also like key noises. And then my friend on guitar, he knew just some basic chords, but he didn't even have an amp at the time. His amp was broken, so we used an old amp of mine. Yeah, because I had a guitar. And so we go to one of my friend's basements, and we set up a guitar to an amp and our keytar, and I have a microphone, and we start to write songs. Now you got to realize, not only are we into this kind of music, the three of us were humongous nerds. So we had two songs after like hours of being together. The first song was about Pokemon, and it was a song that was like, that was called What's It Like in a Pokeball. And I remember, I'd like to this day, this has been 8-7 years ago, and I remember that the chorus went something like, what's it like in a Pokeball? Is it big or is it small? Do you feel free? Is there Halo 3? Like, nerdy as fetch, everybody. But we were there for it. We thought it was so cool. And then our other song was doing Old MacDonald. Like, Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And then right when you get to the E-I-E-I-O, like, starting to scream O and having guitar and keytar come in. So, like, you know, E-I-E-I-O, you know, that I cannot, I'm like embarrassed even saying this out loud, but we thought it was really cool at the time. And then we were like, what should the name of our band be? This band that has existed for an hour, and we have our first performance in 2 hours. And we settled on the name The Empire Strikes Gold. I can't even describe to you, ladies and gentlemen, all of America, how stupid that name is. Like, I who knows who came up with it? The devil himself, because it's just that terrible. But we did it. We figured out, hey, we wrote our two songs, Old MacDonald and our Pokemon song. They were trash. I can't even describe how bad they were. But we did it. And then I went home because I did the vocals and I have the microphone. I even made a t-shirt. I just took one of my old white shirts and turned it inside out and wrote on it, The Empire Strikes Gold. I thought it was so cool and so brutal. But my gosh, I would kick my own butt. Like, going back in time, I would kick my butt to the ground. Ground beef, honey. Like, it was rough. So, while we were practicing for this performance, I must emphasize that the amp that we used, that was mine, that I let my friend borrow, was old. Old as fetch. So we're sitting there, and he's chugging along, you know, dun, 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 something stupid like that, really, really basic. And the amp makes this huge popping noise, like it might have exploded on the inside. And then it sounded weird from then on out. And it was like, heh, okay, well, that didn't work. So then we go to, you know, we've got our two songs, The Empire Strikes Gold, a guitar, a keytar, and a screamer. Like, I cannot emphasize how stupid this all is. And we go to my good friend who's in this other band that's playing that birthday party. And we're like, hey man, so we don't really have a lot of hookups. You guys have amps and stuff. Do you mind if we just like play two songs on them? And I was expecting him to be like, yeah, bro, I got you, bro. Anytime, bro, bro. No, like, he was like, absolutely not. You may not use that. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, I don't want you touching my amp, our amps. I don't want you touching the microphone. I don't even know if that keytar is going to work. And we were like, okay. So then we spent the rest of the afternoon hanging out together, perfecting our Pokemon song, What's It Like in a Pokeball? And we just sat there and thought, like, what are we going to do to stand out? You know, I'm a larger fellow. I understand this. And I've always, not always, I didn't come out of the womb 9,000 pounds. But I was a bigger dude, and the dudes I was playing with were skinny as fetch. And so we were even curious, like, what if I stumble over and bust my head on something? Are they going to have to continue on the show? What if we lose our sound? What if somebody tries to beat us up or something like that? All of these what ifs. And it literally never went anywhere good. We never thought to ourselves, this will be fun. The Empire Strikes Gold. Or we'll change music as we know it. This is how the Beatles started. Playing songs about Pokemon and Old MacDonald, which is not how the Beatles started. If anybody wants to fight me on that, like, let's fight, but that's not how they started. Anyway, so we were like, you know what, man? It's now or never. So I go to my friend Serena, and I'm like, Serena, let me tell you something, Miss Thing. Sit yourself down. Prepare your ears. Are you ready for this? Are you prepared? Are we gonna do this? Okay. And she was like, all right, tell me how everything went. So I said, our band is called The Empire Strikes Gold. And she rolled her eyes so hard that I'm sure her optic nerves just snapped all at once. But it was like, like, she was like, are you serious? Like, for real? And I was like, no. Actually, yes, I am serious. That's the name of the band. And she was like, okay, what are the songs you're gonna play? And I was like, first off, we're gonna play Old MacDonald. And she was like, is that like the nursery rhyme Old MacDonald? And I was like, it absolutely is, you know, big smile. And she was like, yeah, don't do that. Don't you ever suggest that to me again. And I was like, okay, hey, all right. So then She was like, what's the other song you have prepared? And I was like, okay, get this. We actually wrote this one. This is not a nursery rhyme. This is not a cover song. This is a song about Pokemon. And she was like, oh, I like Pokemon. That could be pretty cool. So she was like, what are some of the lyrics? And I was like, so the song itself is about what life is like in a Pokeball. And she was like, you know, Chris, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore. And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, yeah, I don't think you should play the party. And I was like, you know, it was sort of, I was like half relieved because we couldn't get anyone to let us use their amps. And half like, excuse me, my art is out there. How dare you? Would you tell Andy Warhol to sell his guitars? You know what I mean? Like something like that. Like, how dare you tell Picasso to sell his guitars? Like, I was so like half of me hurt. But then I was also at the same time like, oh, girl, I understand that, girl. Don't you ever worry about another thing, girl. So we decided not to play. The Empire Strikes Gold did not play. In fact, that was the end of the band. I'm sad to say we broke up 27 hours after forming. But the day came for Serena's birthday party. And I said to myself, you know what? You be proud. You be so proud. So I wore that shirt that I made, the Empire Strikes Gold, my Inside Out shirt that I had written on with a Sharpie. And I got questions. Hey, man, what the fetch does your shirt say? And I would say, it says the Empire Strikes Gold. It's my band, and we were supposed to open tonight. And they would say, really? Why aren't you guys opening then? And I would say, because we don't have any equipment. And man, did that kill a lot of conversations with people that could have been interested in being a friend. So then, but because, you know, my good friend, his band was playing, he said to me and another friend of mine that was also in the Empire Strikes Gold, he was like, you know, dude, if you guys want to come on during one of our songs where we're all going to be banging our heads and whatnot, I would encourage that. You guys are welcome to actually come and be a part of the performance. So we did. Right before their breakdown came in, you know, where you take the riff that you're playing and you make it slower so that everyone has a chance to move their body to the music, to headbang, to punch somebody, well, you know, anything like that. We went right on with the band and started headbanging with them. But here's the thing, everybody. I have never actually, you know, I've been in a few bands, but I've never performed live. I've never done that before. So while I'm headbanging, I go a little bit too hard and I lose my balance and I fall into the crowd. Not like I'm not on a stage or anything where it's someone's house, but I like fall headfirst into a bunch of people. And somebody said, oh my gosh, the fat guy in the Empire Strikes Gold shirt fell. Like, and it was ridiculous. But my friends and I there, we thought it was such a funny thing that we, you know, we were invited to come on quote unquote stage with our friend's band, even though our band didn't get to exist. This is practically the story of how rock and roll was founded. We are bigger than the Beatles. We're bigger than the Rolling Stones. We're bigger than Demi Lovato. Anyway, so we finish out the night and we're all sitting there with Serena talking about how fun it was to have a band play for a birthday party, how fun it was to everybody get together and listen to music and hang out. And my friend that's in the band said to Serena, so will you tell me why Chris's band didn't actually end up playing? I mean, they asked to borrow our equipment and I wasn't okay with that. But is there another reason? And she says as loud as she possibly can, yeah, they're just not good at music. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that is 100% true. We wrote a song about Pokemon and Old MacDonald. And that was literally the extent of our artistic creation. Criticize me all you want. I'm an artist. Anyway, so that is the story of The Empire Strikes Gold. It lasted 2 days. A band that lasted 2 days. Yet, we made an incredible difference in those 2 days to each other. So, everybody, that brings me to the main point of this part of the story. Not the main point, but you know what I'm talking about. The next section. What are the lessons that we learn from this story? it's kind of hard, if you will imagine, to get some big life lessons out of this stupid little story. But one, there are a few that I think we can take away. First off is never be afraid to try something that's good for you. Don't try heroin. Don't try prostitution. Stuff like that. Don't try that. But if you've been curious what it's like to be in a band, if you're curious what it's like to, you know, dance, if you're curious what it's like to try art, you know, something like that. If you're just curious what that's like to try something that's going to be good for you, try it. See if that's actually something you enjoy. Everybody that's good at something tried it originally. Nobody is born good at something, unless you're Beyonce, in which case you're born looking great. However, none of the rest of us are Beyonce. So if you want to try something, just try it. See if it's something you enjoy. See if it's something you want to be a part of. And find other people that want to try it as well. Because that could lead you to your favorite hobbies. That could lead you to your favorite experiences. And it kind of can't hurt. You know, if it costs $1 million to try something, maybe it can hurt. Maybe it can't. Who knows? Well, you know. But there's not a lot of hurt in gaining experience. In fact, this podcast is an excellent example of that. I really don't know much about podcasts. I think they're interesting, but I thought I'd try it. And here we are. You know, of course, I've just barely talked about how I went 10 days without making one. But that's the thing, is that you're not going to be perfect at something, but just keep trying at it. And so until you can get better at it. The second lesson we get from this is that it's not always terrible to look stupid. I know that's a really weird thing, but you'd be shocked how many people are constantly afraid of looking stupid in a crowd or looking like the not talented one or the inexperienced one. And I just gotta say, everybody, being stupid and inexperienced is actually what's relatable. If you walk into a social experience where you don't exactly know a ton of people and you want to think that you're the smartest person in the crowd, it's actually going to be harder to make friends. But if you walk in there saying, you know what, I actually don't know much about this, but I'm going to try, or would you help me explain this a little bit better or understand this a little bit better? People relate to that way more than people that try to act like they know everything and that they're perfect. When I had told people at this party, besides Serena, that we had started a band in 2 days and it didn't end up working out, most people found that hilarious and they said, that is so funny. Good for you guys. I wouldn't have the guts to do that. And that's a cool story. Like, good, you know, it was really, really funny. And it's something, of course, 7 years have gone by and I still remember exactly what that was like to be in my friend's basement writing Pokemon songs. And it's becomes that human part of you that fails. Failure is always more relatable than success. I know that that may not be the smartest thing to say or the most happy thing to say, but it's 100% the truth. The more you fail, the more you understand life. And that's, once more, the point of this podcast. The third lesson to take away from my stupid little The Empire Strikes Gold experience is something I've talked about before. In fact, arguably every time in this podcast, is that if you want to be good at something, be all about that life. You know, I wanted, my whole life, I've wanted to be in a band. That is a genuine dream of mine. It's not a dream that I, like, legitimately plan on doing, because being in a band, particularly in a metal band that tours, is a very difficult lifestyle. But it was something that I have tried. And instead of just enjoying music and thinking it's cool, I wanted to help make it. And that itself was a rush, an adrenaline rush. So if you have something you're passionate about, go be all about that life. If you are maybe into something that you're concerned what other people are going to think about you or judge you, whatever, screw them. Think whatever you want to think. Be who you want to be. And if somebody acts condescending to you or worried about you or says rude things, well, guess what? Wolves don't lose sheep. Everybody, forget that I just said that. I meant to say, wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. Like, move on from the people that criticize you. Just be who you want to be and enjoy what you want to enjoy and be all about that life. Take your passions, make them hobbies, make them lifestyles. Everybody, that is today's entry in the Fortunately Unfortunate podcast. Once more, I do apologize. It has been a few days, but I do intend to get back on a regular schedule, even if this is just me listening to myself. I do appreciate anybody that continues to listen to me. I appreciate your feedback. So once more, please let me know what you think. Let me know what I could be improving on. I'm happy to accept feedback, and I'm happy to accept everything you guys would like me to know. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the West, tell the East, tell the North. Don't tell the South, though. I'm just kidding. About this podcast, I'm trying to grow a following. I have two social media accounts, a Facebook account and an Instagram account dedicated to this podcast. I try to post. I'm going to get better once more, just like these episodes, with posting more often about content that relates to what I'm talking about, so you guys can sort of get an interactive experience. You guys, thank you so much for listening to this whole episode. I hope it has been worth your time. I hope that you all start bands in 2 days and that they dissolve in 2 days. Love you guys. Hope everything goes well.